Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't no horns this week? Ain't no nothing?
Oh, there sure is. I was just seeing if anybody was anticipating it, baby. It's on right now, nigga. That's what I'm talking about. Next to Blow Radio. Oh, here we go. Oh, here we go.
There you go.
Oh, here we go. And without that time, once again.
Down there, lines, motherfucker.
Oh, this week? Oh, this week?
They know what time it is.
It's next to Blow Radio. Somebody's getting their feelings hurt.
reach over, smack somebody, punch somebody, kiss somebody, and then smack their ass again. You see what I'm saying? Next to blow radio. Who's responsible for the death of hip hop? When is the worst time to piss me off?
Testify.
Who can take the longest piss between me and Crush? I don't know. We might find all of that out tonight. You see what I'm saying?
We're not finding that
next
shit out. We're not finding that shit out. No.
I haven't had to take a piss since 5:15, and I done drunk 3 glasses of water since then. So, yo, I might be winning that shit.
That's,
and we're going to record.
That is your own personal problem.
We're going to record this shit later on. You know what I'm saying? We're going to record this shit later on, and I am going to say.
You're going to be doing that shit by yourself.
The world's longest piss. You know what I'm saying? I'm going for the Guinness Book World Record tonight. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to down a beer in the meantime. We're going to get this shit rocking.
And you're going to be by yourself.
Yo, it is me.
It is I. Partaking that bullshit.
It is me, it is I, it is Lyrical Incisions, a.k.a. your grandma's favorite rapper. Give it up for me. Give it up for me. Don't love me like you do. Don't love me like you do. Oh, no. Girl, entertain me, Jack. Wow, hold on. He's a Lane Bryant penny? Oh, okay. I'll keep these in case I need a curtain. Y'all are too nice. I am L.I., your grandma's favorite rapper. And this is my co-host, Crush the Catalyst. You gotta love that. You gotta love that. Can we?
Hold on. Wait. I gotta do the proper introduction. Can I? I worked hard on this.
All right, go ahead. Follow you. Show me something.
It's the Cold War Chiller, Shadowy Gorilla, Crush the Catalyst, Mr. Chilling with. See me with the baddest chick. I'm so next to blow. Let's go. I'ma get shot for the shit I say, but I'ma do that shit anyway. I'm so in the groove, mister. So smooth. You know?
You know what? You know what? I like that. Let's give you this. Let's give you this. Let's pop some firecrackers for you. You know what I'm saying? Let's pop some firecrackers for you.
I get the firecrackers.
Yeah, that's all you. That's you right there. I loved it. You know what I'm saying? I loved it. All right. So we are here next to Blow Radio, 718-664-9115. And you know what? I have started to do some idiot shit again. I don't know why I can never get this damn number straight. However, I've been sending out the wrong damn number, and I've done that yet again. But I'm glad.
Oh, my God. Please don't tell me it's the old lady again. Please don't tell me. You did that again.
You know what? I'm not for sure. But you know what? We're going to make her a fan. We're going to make her call in.
Oh, my. She's like 93.
She's going to call in, and she's going to request one of her favorite songs and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm planning on doing. That's
probably
all
yours.
I'm going to do.
It's probably one of yours. I mean, you are your grandma's favorite rapper.
That's what I'm talking about. There you go. You're paying attention now. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. I love it. Yo, so we in here, man, next to Blow Radio, and we have some hot, blazing hot topics and some blazing hot tracks that we're going to talk about, you know what I'm saying, when we get things up and ready. Yo, tonight's subject,
yo.
We are talking about who is actually responsible for the death of the most important thing we call hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
This is the reason why we're here. This is the reason I am doing this. This is the reason I'm even doing this. This, you know, sitting here and talking with you and half of the damn country is because of hip-hop. That's what I like to do. You see
wow.
What I mean? Somebody has killed it. It used to be Reese or the Breaks. Back it up. But now we have Papa Molly. I'm sweating. Yeah, you know what, that, and somebody killed it along the way, and tonight we're going to get to the bottom of who is responsible for the death of hip-hop.
Tonight, we're going to find out who killed hip-hop tonight.
Also, on a side note, we are definitely going to be talking about when is the worst time to piss you off.
I mean, it's never a good time. Of course, everybody's going to agree with that. However, there is a time where nobody is supposed to be fucked with, and we're definitely going to get people's inputs on that. I need to know. Chris, when is one of the worst times? When is one of the worst times to fuck with you?
One of the worst times to fuck with me is right before I'm about to get on here, host the show on Next to Blow every Thursday, 9 to 11 Eastern Standard Time. You know what I mean? We're here every week. And, or piss me off right before I get on stage, because piss me off before a show, because really, I mean, think about it. I mean, piss me off before you get to the show. I get to the event. I'm all irritated and fucked up. I'm not a people person like I usually am. So I'm just sitting there mad at the world until I get on stage, and then I just let all that shit go. And then I got to, like, kind of apologize for people for being all disrespectful and being a jackass, because I didn't feel like dealing with people because motherfuckers already pissed me off, which has happened so many times.
You sound like you're on your diva shit. That's what it sounds like.
It's not diva shit. Like, think about it. Like, really think about it. Like, say you about to get on stage and everything. Something really pissed you off. Will you be that nigga that just goes in there, like, show love to everybody and everything before you get on stage?
I'm probably the wrong person to ask that, though, just for the simple fact that everybody loves me, and it would be in a crowd full of old people, so they can't even get real hyped up because their blood pressure is going to eventually lead them to die.
Why do I even talk to you? Why?
I might have been the wrong person to ask that. But, you know, anyway, I'll let you know a little later when I actually think about it and when it's the worst time to piss me off, though, because I think I have an idea. I think I actually have an idea. However, hey, listen, what we're going to get into right now.
There's the man who was hot in the closet yesterday from his girl.
It's okay. I never got caught. Okay. So we're all good there.
Oh, are we not talking about that today?
No, you know, right now. Hey, you know what? What we're going to get into right now is these damn things called headlines, because somebody talks too fucking much. So, yeah.
We're putting it on air, jackass. Like,
fine.
But, yeah, let's get into the headlines.
All right. So that's what I'm talking about here. Let's see here. Let's go ahead with those. That's what it's time for. It's those motherfucking headlines.
Headlines.
All right. So tell me what we got.
Today in your news, Clive Davis admitting that he is bisexual. No, scratch that. Clive Davis admitting that he's gay. Because I don't believe in a man being bisexual. If you stick a nigga in the booty, or you get somebody to stick you in the booty, you gay. Bottom line. So,
I wish I had the damn sound effect from the Boondocks. Little Riley like, nigga, you gay.
Nigga, you gay. You know what? I forgot to put that on here. Next week we'll definitely have that.
Nigga, you gay.
I will put that in your system as soon as we get off this show.
That's okay. My nigga right there. You got to love that. Clive Davis admitting that he is bisexual. How does that make me feel on the inside?
Let me get to it.
Okay.
In Clive Davis's new memoirs, he revealed that he has had sex with a man in the 70s and dated a man from 1990 to 2004. He had a 14-year relationship with a dude. How did nobody know this?
Right.
How did nobody know Clive Davis was sleeping with a man for 14 years?
Well, that's the thing, okay? Hush booty. That's what we call it, hush booty. You know what I'm saying? Clive Davis is exclusive enough that he can actually block off a whole island if he wanted to. Okay, we're talking about music. We're talking about a music mogul, okay? Music mogul. He can do anything that he wants to. Not that I necessarily support it, but, you know, live your life is how you live your life, though. But that's what I'm saying. I just don't want people spreading these AIDS and stuff. If you are going to be with one person of the same sex, stay with that sex and don't cross over and go female because that's how AIDS gets spread along and stuff like that. I might be going too deep into the situation, but that's really, really how I feel. That's really, really how I feel. And this is this AIDS Awareness Month? AIDS Awareness Month?
It is? I thought it was March.
It might be next month. Okay. You know what is so fucked up, though, is because AIDS Awareness Month comes the month after. A month after what? A month after what?
If anybody listening, go let me know. Put it on my Twitter, Crush the Cat at Crush the Catalyst on Twitter. Let me know if it this month when is actually AIDS Awareness Month.
That's
let us know that.
Sorry. Yeah, definitely let
or
us know. Hit us
lyrical
up.
Incision or little lyrical incision on Twitter. Let one of us or on Facebook. Let one of us know what month is it actually. Good, yeah.
Yes, and do that. So we know, but that would be fucked up, and it probably is fucked up that AIDS Awareness Month comes the month after Black History Month. Nobody is looking at things like that. No one is looking at things like that. But, yo, that's just how we are treated.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, Clive Davis.
Yeah. Next up, this hurt my heart. This really hurt my heart. Chrisette Michelle was hospitalized. Apparently... she was forced to cancel a show on Tuesday because her she suffered from a ruptured appendix.
Damn, that's crucial right there.
No. And anybody who knows me knows I love Chrisette Michelle. I love her music.
I definitely fuck with the missus.
So to Chrisette, a speedy recovery. Because
yes.
Speedy recovery to you. We want to see you back on your feet, baby girl. Shout outs to you.
All right. Yo, shout out. That's damn, yo, that's a rough thing right there. It's going to be hard to recover from that, though. But, yo, we definitely wish her a speedy recovery, man.
Yes, yes. Next
yo,
up.
And if it,
now we get into some funny shit.
All right.
Little Wayne.
Oh, my God. Yo, speaking
Wayne
of which, I'm sitting over here watching this game right now,
Little,
man.
Tucci was banned from the NBA from the shit that he was talking. Now, if y'all don't know the shit that he was talking, All-Star Weekend. All-Star Weekend is the time. All-Star Game is the place. Well, a show at an after party was the place.
Hold on, where was it at? Where was the
All-Star
game?
Weekend.
No, where was it at?
All-Star Weekend.
No. I'm talking about what city was that in?
Houston.
Motherfucking Houston, Texas. Hold up. Hey, shout out to everybody in Houston, man. That's like my second favorite city going right now, man. That's my second favorite city going right now. Yo, I love Houston, man. But, yo, go ahead, man.
Yeah, but he basically made, if y'all didn't know, he made allegations. Everybody on the Heat don't give a fuck about you. Like, nobody gives a fuck about you, Wayne. Like, they're sitting there trying to ball and everything. Nobody's supposed to come over there and give you handshakes and everything and acknowledge that you were there. Like, nigga, grow the fuck up. So that was his complaint, really. So basically he says, fuck LeBron. Fuck D. Wade, and he also says he fucked Chris Bosh's wife.
Now, do you believe that? Do you believe that he actually, and that's why I asked the question earlier today, do you actually believe that he had relations with Chris Bosh's wife?
Yes. Yes. Wayne is known for fucking somebody bitch.
I'm not for sure how I feel about that. I'm thinking he just said it, though, because we still haven't, all right. All right, listen, because the thing is, all right, this is what I'm looking at. He compared himself to Tupac right after that, right?
He's allegedly, he's the father of Superhead's baby now, and she got a husband. He stole Nivea from Dream. He probably fucked Christina Milian by now because she's Young Money too. So he probably fucked her too. He fucked Lauren London. She had a man at the time. He's known for fucking somebody chick.
I understand that, but you got to take what I am going in consideration. After he allegedly, you know, did that, after he made the announcement about it on stage in front of everyone, he compared himself to Tupac. Now, have we not actually proved that Tupac has slept with Faith? Did we ever really put that in concrete? Exactly. A lot of silence there. So I'm just looking at those type of things right there. Nobody has interviewed Chris Bosh's wife.
Wait.
Chris Bosh and Parker. This is coming from a bitter motherfucker who got thrown out of a lot of games, and he was fed up, and he just had it, and he couldn't take anymore. And then you jump out and say some stuff like that. I don't believe it. Honestly, I don't believe it. Honestly.
But
yeah, it's a lot of silence. You know what, man?
I believe it because from Wayne's track record already, I believe he probably did it. Everybody who loved the Heat probably going to hate me when I say this, but I think
I hate
Chris
you already.
Bosh,
sorry,
I know you do.
Ahead,
I know you do, but to hell with you. Anyway, I think Chris Bosh is wife is a front because I think that nigga's gay. Chris Bosh does a lot of homo shit. Like, really. Chris Bosh does a lot of homo shit.
I think
him and Clyde Davis were poking each other in the booty.
See, here you go with that shit. Now, that's how really rumors get started. Now, as a Heat fan,
so
I
what?
Cannot...
I'm going to get shot for this. How many times do I got to say I'm missing? I'm going to get shot for the shit I say?
Now, as a hardcore Heat fan, I cannot totally deny that I have thoughts about Chris Bosh actually being gay since last year's celebration.
Tell me that wasn't the most gayest thing you ever saw in your life.
That whole champagne bath diva moment that he had, and you never
gay.
Rappers in the club they pour bottles to open mouths though, and it's supposed to resemble, you know, of course, private parts being in people's mouths, but you're not the one who's supposed to actually do that. And it looks like he really enjoyed it, and he had been there before. These were noticeable things. But he plays his ass off and he helps us win championships. So as long as he's doing that, fine.
Okay. Shout
all right.
Shout out to Bosh and possibly fruit boot ass.
Shit just kind of made me uncomfortable. Yeah, shit just kind of made me uncomfortable, but that's all right.
What?
This whole Miami Heat situation. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to move on to the next subject now, though, because you motherfuckers love any type of way to actually down the Heat. But that's okay.
Anyway, but I got to talk about my other baby, my baby.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Michelle. Now I got to get on the smooth shit. Miss K. Michelle. This beautiful, beautiful specimen. Let me tell you what K. Michelle did. She had a show at B.B. King's last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
And right before that, she was on The Breakfast Club with Charlamagne, Envy, and Angela Yee. So she was talking about the upcoming season of Love & Hip Hop ACL. So basically she made a statement that Mimi's new boyfriend is gay. Yeah, it's a lot of gay shit in the headlines this week.
It is. Yeah, making me uncomfortable yet again.
Yes. So, basically, Mimi didn't like that. So, what does Mimi do? She goes to BB King's to confront K. Michelle. Now, so she went there to confront K. Michelle. Didn't work out like that. K. Michelle didn't do much talk. She barely talked. Report says K. Michelle barely talked. Mimi said a few words, and next thing you know, this was swinging. And most of them were by K. Michelle.
Oh, yeah. Now the story gets deep now.
Now, let me tell you something. K. Michelle, I haven't near there part to K. Michelle, near their love for K. Michelle for three reasons. One, she country. Two, she can sing. Three, she about that life. Now, wait. Because everybody who knows me knows I love a country girl. Everybody knows I love a country girl. They just make me go into Mr. So Smooth, you know what I mean? Two, she can sing her ass off. So when we laying up, she can sing me lullabies and shit.
Here the hell you go.
And three, she bout that work. She bout that life. Because also, one thing I do love is a chick that can hold her own hands. Ain't nothing, I can say I done had some ghetto chicks that knew how to throw their hands and everything, came up in the hood, and I might say they goons, but when it breaks down, they know that shit turns me the fuck on. So shout
and they
out
do
to
it
Kim
just
Michelle.
For you, huh? Love
yeah.
it.
They threw their hands for daddy. Shout out to K. Michelle and those bows that she was throwing because she from Memphis, bitch. Shout out to Memphis.
All right, yo, that's what's up. No, that's what's up. So basically, she went in the club, confronted her, and well, wound up getting stolen, or she stole on her. Is that the moral of the story?
Mimi went into the club. She got stolen. Stupid.
Damn. Yo, but all right, rest in peace. Personally, me, I am not a fan.
I'm going to need all these chicks that ain't really about that life, stop it. Because no, everybody who ain't about that life, just stop it. Because sooner or later, you're going to run into somebody who is about that life, and you're going to get your ass whooped.
You know what life I'm not about? I'm not about reality show life. I hate that shit. I hate them all. And this is where me and Crush, we don't see eye to eye on that shit, though, because reality shows, I don't even think of reality anymore whatsoever.
Come on. It's big booties and ratchetness.
Yeah, when he broke it down like that, I was halfway intrigued. I understand where he was coming from. It's just definitely
loving hip hop, New York. Tahiri's ass alone.
Hell nah. Definitely what I don't do. Reality shows, the shit is trash to me. Shit is trash. I would rather watch paint dry or some other things, you know.
Well.
So, you know what I'm saying? Hey, that's all right. And I'm pretty sure that you probably just spoiled the next season for everybody out there who loves to watch the trash TV. So, Crush, you're probably going to get a whole lot of hate mail, though, because you have just spoiled it for people. But, you know what I'm saying? The sun don't shine. Life goes on. We got any more? Any more of them headlines?
Well, we got one more Young Money.
All right, what happened there?
Young Money.
What happened there?
It's a new addition to Young Money.
Oh, we got yet another one.
Yeah.
All right, because thus far, from what I've been paying attention to, Cash Money has been signing not only the hardest and not only the most reputable MCs in the game, including Mystical, including Busta Rhymes, but they have actually skipped over genres as well and was taking over the R&B kick for a minute and has even went overseas to get the hardest techno people. So who do we have to the Young Money crew?
And they got Rock, too, because they got Limp Bizkit, too.
You got to love it. You gotta love it. Something I didn't know about. You learn something every time when you listen to Next to Blow Radio. But
who's it? Young Money? Who did Young Money sign now?
Yes.
No other than 14-year-old Reginae Carter, Lil Wayne's daughter.
Ooh. Can she even?
Now this is a surprise.
Can she even go? Can she even go? I ain't never heard nothing from her.
I mean, she was with the original OMG girls. Like,
is that what it was? Okay.
First started, when OMG girls first started, she was in it. Why? What happened to that? I don't know. Somebody, if anybody's on Facebook, Twitter, and everything, tell me what happened because I still don't know. I kind of stopped watching T.I. and Tiny. I kind of missed that whole part. But yeah, let me know that. So,
all right.
Yes, Reginae Carter is now part of Young Money. Everybody's excited about it. And Mac Main was the one who basically broke the story to Wrap It Up TV. They're basically talking about they're working on her first album. She's gonna be singing mostly. There's most likely is gonna be a great like father daughter type thing. They're gonna try to do like a just the two of us type thing.
One thing I
want to know, man. That was allegedly said that they were going to do like a just the two, a new remake to Just the Two of Us. So yeah.
Okay. All right. So one thing I want to know is, you know, in my opinion, I don't know how long Lil Wayne still has left in the game. I will give him. I mean, because the boy got bars. He still does his bars like no other, and still probably the best MC on the radio. No, not even probably. He is the best MC on the radio going right now. I want to give the guy, you know, I'll give him till about 2000. I give him three more years. Let's say 2016. That's my wager.
2016?
That's my wager. He's already tried to step away from the game twice, though. And you got to understand, a lot of people did not really hop on or even was a fan of Lil Wayne until, let's say, about 99, 2000 or around the Block Is Hot album.
Yeah.
A lot of people still slept on him. I don't think he really hit supreme superstardom until the Carter 2 had came out. And you got to understand that Cash Money had been around for a long, long, long time before that. So, you're talking about somebody who is easily 20 years in the game.
Trails.
A lot of people don't remember, like, Lil Wayne's first, like, some of his first material, he was not even allowed to cuss in. So, you know, I definitely shout out Weezy the whole Cash Money. I love what they're doing, but I give the guy about three more years because he's pretty much tired of the game and shit right now. And I heard a little bit of that Carter 5 mixtape, and it's still fire. So the boy still has the flame. You know what I mean? I love it. Hey, listen. So what we have right now, we're getting ready to get into this first cut with y'all. And then when we come back, listen. Without no further ado, this is why my phone lines is blowing the fuck up right now. We really getting ready to find out who murdered hip-hop. What was the we're about to play Clue with this shit. Who murdered hip-hop and what room with what glove, you know what I'm saying, and what person it was. We getting ready to play Clue. So you know what I'm saying? Hey, Crush, go ahead and hit them off with one of those fire cuts that you are known to do. And when we get back, crowd, y'all better have y'all answers ready. We getting ready to get into this.
See, we debuted this thing last week, and it was so epic that we made Next to Blow history. We ran it right back.
Oh.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
We about to get into this brand new black child that was debuted not on Hot 97, not on 103 The Beat, not on Power 99, not on any other radio station, but Next to Blow. And not only no other radio show, but the show. Yeah. You know?
So.
Next to Blow Radio. You rocking with the show.
Black Jazz. coming to get my money back.
Where's the car?
For those that know, they know. You already. Jersey Block.
Latifa got a money bag, Stretch got a money bag, Ray got a money bag, Clef got a money bag, The Lord got a money bag, Diggin got a money bag, back. So I'm coming to get my money back. Hov got a money bag, X got a money bag, Wu got a money bag, Diddy got a money bag, Biggie had a money bag, 50 got a money bag. So I'm coming to get my money back.
Where the money at? Bank accounts or duffel bags? I'm from Hollis Ave, same hustle Russell had. Born in PK, same place as Big and J. Birthplace of monsters on the get cake. I had to switch cars, change states, switch plates. The hustle guards got a smile on their face. Put your money away, count your blessings. Save for a rainy day and pray we go to heaven while we hustle, hustle, hustle real hard. Give me a meal of Sixth Commandment, kill y'all. They forgot to set our plate at the dinner table. But when you eating on the streets, you don't need a label. It's more than music, bigger than entertainment. I'm in the game, but I ain't playing. Give me the fortune, I don't care who's famous. It's love, I ain't hating, I'm just saying.
You got a money bag, Trey got a money bag, Snoop got a money bag, Short got a money bag, 40 got a money bag, Pop had a money bag. So I'm coming to get my money back. Face got a money back. Bum got a money back. Pimp had a money back. Flip got a money back. The Boss got a money back. Screw had a money back. So I'm coming to get my money back.
Man, make the money. Money never make a man. I went hand to hand and always had plans to expand. Damn, I'm radioactive like Japan. Sexually attracted to bitches that stack in bands. Heavily addicted in the kitchen, chefing hands. For them white boy bands, make them white girls dance. I'm like Diddy with the work, like Hov with the rock on the first. With anything from coke to the purse. Oh, when you see me, dog, better holler at me. Mommy, my baby, she stay throwing dollars at me. Don't offend me, I'm all about the binges. Told the bitch, take the bucket back, you gotta binge me. The CL6 fever is my diva. My heater is always gonna feed us. When you see us, you know health is wealth. I ain't hating, I just know I ain't by myself. When I say
man got a money bag, Tip got a money bag, Luda got a money bag, Jeezy got a money bag, Outkast got a money bag, Gucci got a money bag, back. So I'm coming to get my money back.
LL got a money bag, Nas got a money bag, Bunzy got a money bag, Russell got a money bag, Run got a money bag, Jay had a money bag.
So I'm coming to get my money back. Trick got a money back. Ross got a money back. Plies got a money back. Khaled got a money back. Luke got a money back. Ace Hood got a money back.
Brooklyn
back. So I'm coming to get my money back.
Joel got a money back. Joe Crack got a money back. Bleak got a money back. Mano got a money back. Cafe got a money back. Sean had a money back. Yeah.
So I'm coming to get my money back.
Being broke is something women can't relate to. When you broke, it's easy to hate you. Some women to make you get up and get the paper ungrateful. Boy, karma's a bitch, your niggas is hateful. Huh? You put her on the bus, don't put her in the cab. You ain't even got a car, we just throw it in the bag. My bitch money bag is a Birkin bag or a Gucci purse. You already know what that Louis worth. Not to be materialistic, honestly. Let's just be realistic. Some niggas is twisted. Couldn't buy a bitch a biscuit, worthless. Can't even get your kids shit. That's probably why we throwing racks at all the strippers. I tip my hat to single mothers that don't need a nigga. Get your paper, mine ain't nothing to it. If it ain't about money, then it ain't nothing moving.
Chip got a money bag, E got a money bag, Nikki got a money bag. Money bag, Trina got a money bag. So I'm coming to get my money back. Fab got a money back. Nelly got a money back. Kids got a money back. Trick got a money back. Wayne got a money back. Baby got a money back. So I'm coming to get my money back.
Yeah, you already know what that is.
You know, I'm loving that, man. I'm loving that. Every time I hear that, that's what I'm saying. Yo, big ups to everybody out in NY and the whole Murder, Inc. crew. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I would
yo,
love.
Man. Yo, y'all got out today.
Y'all got out
didn't
today?
Didn't the article we read the other week said it came out the 21st? Or was it the 28th?
It was something like that. Yo, Black said this week, though, but I honestly don't remember what day that he was supposed to get out. But you know what I'm saying? Yo, Ja Rule is supposed to be out in the streets. If he's not already out, then any hour now, Ja's supposed to be out. And like I said, I'm going ahead and rolling the dice right now. I'm going to say Ja Rule's going to have a successful comeback because not only in the limelight did he shine, but also behind the scenes. And a lot of y'all motherfuckers don't know, he ghost wrote for a lot of people. So those are the people that is hard to get out the game and keep out the game are the ghostwriters. People who don't write their own stuff and don't write their own material, yo, y'all going to fade in the wind, baby. I'm just trying to let y'all know. Anyway, man, we are getting ready to get into one of the two subjects tonight. You know what I'm saying? All right.
But you know the whole thing about that I thought about last week?
Uh-huh.
After we had Black Child on here, you know what I mean? I went through the archives. Yo, Murder, Inc. used to go in, dog.
Say it ain't so. Say it ain't so.
Yo,
I'm telling you, when they were running things, it was flatline for everybody else. Flatline.
Well, Murder, Inc. was killing, like, literally killing shit. Like, it was like,
that's what it was. Every time the Murder, Inc. came through, yo, it was
bodyguard.
Like, I'm saying they had the whole world saying that. As a matter of fact, man, you know what? I think Murder, Inc. is the one who killed the game, ain't it? Murder, Inc. is the one who killed the game.
Yeah, but they actually had lyrics, though. That's the thing.
Absolutely. New York rap. You know what I'm saying? It was hard to actually, you know, with New York, though, you had to come with lyrics, but you don't come at all.
Exactly. But let's get into these calls and see what everybody got to say. See who everybody think killed hip hop.
I need to know. Yo, yeah. So y'all call in right now, man, 718-664-9115, and let us know who you think actually killed hip hop. Hit us up on Twitter at Lyrical Incisions or at Crush the Catalyst. Y'all should know by now. Let's get into this juicy topic, though, because I can't wait.
Yeah.
Go ahead and take this first caller, man.
Yeah. I gotta get myself together, the lyrical. I gotta get myself together.
Should I eeny, meeny, miny, moe, motherfucker, then? Because I'll do it.
No, I got it. I just gotta get myself together. You know what I mean? Because
it's a hot subject. It's a hot subject. You're live right now. You're live.
And the,
we need to know.
And the person that we about to bring on is a hot person. You know what I mean? She hot.
Okay.
So,
without no further ado.
Yes. Miss. Well, I'm going to just let her state her name.
Hey, y'all.
Right.
This is Rich.
Oh, hold on. What's your name one more time?
Reese.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Reese is?
I don't know who that is. You might have to let me know. You might have to let me know who Reese is.
Singer,
you know,
songwriter, / model. Y'all know me?
Oh, the fine one. That's what it was. Okay, girl, why you ain't tell me who you was? You gotta let me know. Man, yo, this is Reese right here, a.k.a. Hot Shit in the Can, ready to go. You know what I'm saying? This is my road dog right here. And, yo, even, you know what? That's even my old co-host. This is my old co-host. You know what I'm saying? Held me down for Valentine's Day. Darling, how are you?
I'm doing great.
That's what I like to hear. So, I need to know. No holds barred. I'm even going to write this down. This is Reese right here. I need to know.
Yeah.
Write it down. Who killed hip hop?
We're putting the spotlight on you.
Who killed hip hop?
Who killed hip hop?
I think I'm going to have to go with Master P.
Why you say Master P?
You want to know why? Because he started a chain reaction. You know what I'm saying? Like, before P, niggas was actually going to school or learning the business of music or entertainment before they started the label. They did internships or whatever the hell. Like JD and Puff and all of them, before they started their labels, they had some experience with music. P had some money and decided he wanted to get in the music game and got in and ain't have no experience with music. So he made other niggas believe that they can do the same damn thing Then next thing you know, here comes Cash Money. They coming there with money with a studio and all this other stuff or whatever. But they, I'm saying, like, Wayne and them was getting it back in the days, you know? And then that made every nigga feel, because Cash Money went mainstream the way that they did, that anybody could be a motherfucking record producer or label owner or whatever. And, like, some niggas really need to hang it up. It ain't for everybody.
All right. Damn. All right. That's, now, Crush, what do you feel? Because I know you kind of scared of Reese. You kind of scared of Reese, though, so I don't think you're going to really
feel
against her.
I am not scared of Reese.
Go ahead. What you feel then?
I ain't scared of Reese. I want Reese. That's the thing. I ain't scared of Reese. I want Reese.
It's going to be a biased decision either way. Damn it.
That's not. See, Reese has a very strong point. Reese has a very strong point, yes. Because think about it like this. How many niggas you know that rap?
Literally. Everybody.
How many?
Everybody.
Everybody. Okay. How many niggas you know that rap got their own label?
Everybody.
Exactly. How many of these niggas actually know the business?
Nobody.
Exactly. So she has a strong ass point. But I'm sorry. My take on this, who killed the game? I'm saying Young Money.
Well, I mean, Young Money is, like I said, started a domino effect. Young Money came after the fact, you know? It was a domino effect, like, ongoing. And then Wayne and them started making that bullshit music, and then everybody thought they could make bullshit music and make millions. And lo and behold, we got a bucket full of bullshit music.
Yeah, but when P did it, you still had your spitters and everything. You still had spitters. But when Young Money started, like, when Young Money actually came to the forefront, it just spiraled out of fucking control.
All right, this is my take on it. Master P, I would say, did not kill hip-hop, okay? I would say he definitely helped and inspired for people to become self-millionaires, self-motivated millionaires. And he was letting us know that it could actually be possible. And he really let us know what hustle is about, that you didn't always have to go to school to do so. So I do understand, and I don't disagree with you to that extent. However, I would say what really started to kill hip-hop was the, I don't want to say it like this, but there's no other way to say it, is the southern regions that started to kill hip-hop. You know, when I knew the game was officially on the decline.
Are you
going to
blame
on
the South? Wait a minute.
Listen,
you comes out
you
the
know,
South. You can't blame on the South, man.
Do you realize most of our listeners are from the southern region?
I understand that. That's why I tried to sugarcoat it,
you can't blame
it
on the South now. There's some good music in the South.
It is.
Some lyricists in the South, too.
Hold on. Check this out. Now, this is where I'm coming from. Do you know when I officially knew as a youngster, this was before I even had a notion that I even wanted to do music, do you know two cuts or two rappers that I know it was on the downside?
Cool.
Number one is Project Pat with the Ballers. We be awesome. Twink it. Player haters, get out. Now, you know when you heard that bullshit, you was like, oh, what the fuck is this? Right? And that was getting more play than anything. The second cut that went crazy, that went absolutely phenomenal on the charts, that was complete bullshit, was Juvenile High. Come on. Give me that.
I can't agree with you on that. How was that shit? I can't agree with you on that.
Because you can tell me.
You can say you might not like the way the nigga was saying, huh? But he was talking about some real shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
The way he presented that.
I can't get
it. Now, you know the way he presented that. It was done. It was done at that point in time. You can come out and say any fucking thing that you want to. I mean, and the cut was hot. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, rap has always been about you saying whatever you want to. It's about the way that you say it. You know what I'm saying? It's always been about saying whatever you want to. And it's some niggas, like most niggas in the game right now, the way that they saying this shit is not really, that shit don't add up to, I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm kind of biased against music or whatever. Like, I don't like everything that everybody like. The shit everybody say is hot, it's the shit I think is bullshit, and I refuse to listen to it.
Okay. All right, yo, so that's what I'm saying, yo. I appreciate that. We're going to definitely get into some more people that, and I already start posting it up. Did Master P kill hip-hop? I don't know. We need to find out. We need to find out. And you know what? I'm going to have to go ahead and tag Reese in that too, though, because she's going to be responsible for this shit.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, she's going to be responsible for that.
Reese said it. She said, I said it. Hit all your links.
Hit all your links. Let people know where to find you at.
Yeah, you can just type in Artist Reese, and it'll take you, like, right to my artist page. If you do a Google search, no spaces, just Artist Reese, A-R-T-I-S-T-R-E-E-S-E. And from my artist page, like, you can find everything else.
All right, there it goes.
Oh, yeah, we almost forgot one more topic.
What?
Reese, what is the worst time to piss you off?
The worst time to piss me off?
When is the worst time to piss you off?
Either first thing in the morning or when my cycle's on.
I smell blood. All right. I smell blood.
Sharks in the water.
Yeah,
it
sharks in the water.
Sharks in the water.
Yeah,
well,
I love it.
You said
it was the worst time. My Jesus, it's sharks in the water.
You know I'm going to tell the truth. Some of the worst two times to piss me off. First thing in the morning or when my cycle's on. Everything is bad then. It's all bad.
Animal Planet Shark Week. It's South
right.
In the wild.
Stupid as hell. I love it. Yo,
y'all
so damn
silly.
I'm saying I appreciate you, Reese. And you might have Master P coming or calling you in a little bit. I'm saying it's not my
it's
fault.
It's all good.
Not
I mean, I fucks with P. It's all good. I like No Limit. I'm just saying he started a bullshit-ass chain reaction. I like what he was doing with No Limit.
Right, you know what I'm saying? So, yo, that's what's up, man. Yeah. Listen, Reese, make sure that you stay tuned and shit, though, because we might have to bring you back in, though. But we're going to go to the next caller right now so we can see who officially killed hip-hop. Then we got one for Master P. I didn't even see that one coming. Let's take a next caller,
one for
man.
Young Money. One for right. Young Money. Yeah, we're going to get into the next caller. This caller, this is my fault, too, and I apologize for this. This next caller has showed a lot of support to the show. Like, he really has. But
okay.
We never been able to get him on the air.
Uh-oh, it's the first right here, right?
Huh?
They said this is the first.
So we're going to get into the, yeah, this is the first. We're going to get into the 443. 443-260. Caller, where you calling from and who you be?
What's up, baby? Calling from Maryland. What's up, cuz? What's going on with you? This is Duran,
man. What's up? Yes, yes. This is my big cousin and everything. He has shown so much support to the show ever since we started and everything. So finally, we had to bring him on.
About time you put your cuz on, son. What's good? Come on.
Damn.
I've been good.
Right.
I've been good. I've been chilling. I'm relaxing. Say what's up to my co-host, Lyrical Incision.
What's up, man? What's good with you, man?
All right, yo, just over here right now, just in the zone right now, though, because I just heard some things from the last co-host, and it just had me gone. But right now, I need to know from you, calling from Maryland right now.
Yeah.
The topic of the night, who killed hip-hop? Who killed hip-hop?
You mean a person or a thing?
Because
honestly, the internet killed hip-hop.
It could be a thing.
The internet killed hip-hop.
Whoa. The internet did.
The
okay.
Internet killed hip hop. You got a lot of internet stars, internet thugs, internet gangsters, and these people saw stuff that was not really real. When hip hop was born, it was about realness, and you learn that. But now you look on the internet, you get a flash of this, a flash of that, and people live different lives. Cats hear about Lean and Molly's. They doing that. Don't know nothing about Houston. Don't know nothing about any of that. And now they're sick and dying from it. But what we learned from hip-hop before is to be original, not to copy style, not to be like somebody else, and learn what's real and not what's portrayed to you on some type of visual.
Okay, I understand that. So you're saying that people just uploading, you know what I'm saying, just uploading videos on here with their guns and all type of drugs that they are just doing during the video shoot, but they're not actually portraying their life. And then they mess around and get a million views. Is that
right.
What you're saying?
Creep.
Well, you know, that's not only, I mean, yeah, of course. you know, internet is a powerful thing. Y'all know, obviously, right? Because y'all, right. That's what y'all, internet radio, right? But what's really real is that these kids, people get famous off of views, not off of talent.
True. True.
You saying? For instance, you know, everybody use Trinidad James, for instance. They use him a lot. Look at Soulja Boy. This is stuff that's, they're internet-based. And they don't have a real fan base. They just have an internet base. That's why their records don't sell anymore.
I see.
But you
know what? You know what? I actually give you that. And internet did have a lot to do with the downfall and the demise of hip-hop, just for the simple fact, or let's just say music in general.
You're right.
Let's just say music in general, because the internet came through and everything has shifted. I think the one program that single-handedly killed not only hip-hop but music, what was that, Napster?
Ah, yes.
That Napster about 15 years ago, as soon as that hit, it was a wrap for everybody.
And let me give you another Napster example, since you're talking about internet selling. Excuse me. People now, when I bought, because I'm older than y'all, so I can go ahead and reflect a little bit. When I bought Eric B. and Rakim, you know what I'm saying? When I bought things of that nature, we bought albums. N.W.A., we bought albums. These guys are getting famous off of singles. They're only making singles. You look at French Montana, a lot of singles, a lot of features. That stuff wasn't like that back then. You had to stand on your own in hip-hop. These dudes are getting famous off of other people's names and visuals of cars. Come on, man. That's not hip-hop.
Okay. Understood. I like that. So, yeah, man, one more time, man, because we're going, you know what I'm saying, we definitely going to get into the next caller, though, but I want you to go ahead and definitely spit your knowledge on where we can find you at, and as far as how we can get a hold of you on Twitter, though, because we need to continue this conversation, but I definitely want to continue this conversation on Twitter if you do have one.
Oh, word, I definitely got one, man. It's at the Diesel, capital T, excuse me, capital T-E-H, capital D-E-Z-U-L. That's me. You know what I mean?
All right,
I'm
one more
easy
time.
To find.
T-E-H.
I'm always on there.
All right, one
capital
more time.
Capital T, the Diesel. But the Diesel is spelled D-E-Z-U-L.
All right, there we go. So, yo,
hey, my man, look, before I finish that, you tell my Aunt Sylvia I'm going to probably try to come up there this weekend and holler at her, though.
I'm going to call her tomorrow.
Yeah, you let her know, man. You know, I got to come through see my people, you feel?
Yeah, let me know if you come through so I can swing through the house.
Yeah, I'll probably grab Troy. We probably come up. Go holler at Lisa and them, too.
Oh, before we let you go, when is the worst time to piss you off? Let the people know.
When's the worst time to piss me off?
Yes.
I got to think what you mean, man. Help me out. The worst time of day?
Yeah.
Or what you...
If you had to think about it, like, when is the worst time to piss you off? Like, before, as soon as you wake up, when you on your way to work, at work, like, a certain time of the day, right before you take a bite of your sandwich. And when is that worst time to piss you off?
The worst time to piss me off is when the game about to come on, son. Don't bother.
I ain't mad at him right there. You know what I'm saying? Yo, it's definitely love, man. I just followed you on Twitter, man. I'm getting ready to start a trending topic right now, so we could definitely get this in. You know what I'm saying? We would definitely continue this conversation. You feel me? I definitely appreciate you calling in, man.
All right, man. Props to y'all young brothers, man. Keep up the good work. Keep it positive. You feel me?
Absolutely.
Appreciate it. Good cousin.
Peace, baby.
All right, baby. Peace.
Yeah, so we got the internet.
Yeah,
we got Master P. We got Young Money. You know what I'm saying? These people are being considered, yes, these people and things are being considered to kill the internet. Tell us what you think. You know what I'm saying? 718-664-9115. Let's go ahead and take the next caller and see who we got that killed
him. We coming into the 302 now. We coming through Newcastle with this one. We rocking with my team on this one, Shadowy all day. We got my big brother Asphalt in the building.
Yeah, what's good?
Asphalt, what it be like?
What's good, man? What's good with you, man? And I'm chilling, man. I've been here listening to the show, trying to get the other people to follow, you heard?
Yeah, that's what it is. I appreciate that, man. Make sure you get that done because we got a hot topic tonight, man. So I definitely need to know. You know, I definitely need to know, in your opinion, who killed or what actually killed hip-hop?
What killed hip-hop, in my opinion? To be honest with you, I'm kind of two-sided with this one because I feel like hip-hop's not dead, but I feel like it's been shot. And what I feel like is, I feel like hip-hop been catching bullets since N.W.A. times, because if you think about what real hip-hop was considered and what we even now consider real hip-hop, it's supposed to be your real-life stuff. However, everybody want to be a gangster when N.W.A. came into play, whether it was their life or not. They all wanted to be gangsters. Then the movement went from being gangsters and gun boys to trappers and hustlers. You feel what I'm saying? And all hip-hop has done is, it's become a chameleon, man. It's changed. It went from a real thing, which was hip-hop, to this fabricated Scarface storyline. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then when they took away the gun element and the hustling element, the thing that they substituted was the after effects of having these things happen, this lavish lifestyle. It's like if they can't feed you one thing off of a Scarface movie, they give you something else to eat on. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like my man said that the internet killed hip hop, and the other boy said that it was No Limit and Cash Money. I don't agree. I don't agree. I'm gonna tell you why. Because with No Limit ain't do nothing except for the same thing that Rockefeller did. They came in the game with their own individual style and sound, and made sure that they pushed for independence. Same thing Cash Money did. All they did was came in and pushed for independence to show people that you could get your own. You feel me? But what I feel like is that they actually assisted in breaking the South into the game, you know what I mean? Because, granted, people don't realize the South had its spot too. When hip-hop first started coming out and the West Coast and the East Coast was on their rise, the South had some people holding them down too. The South been in the game since the beginning just like we had. Scarface
Absolutely.
And the Ghetto Boys. People seem to forget about Bushwick Bill and Scarface. Houston came up right in the beginning when LL and all them was doing their thing. You feel me?
Absolutely.
So I can't say that it was the South that killed it, because the South had real MCs from all the way back then too. So I can't agree with that. I can't agree that it was Master P, because Master P had some real music. You can't tell me people didn't listen to the joint, I Miss My Homies. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Okay. Now, all right, now when I say, all right, now let me go ahead and be specific, let's be clear. When I say that the South has killed hip-hop, it was basically the South had opened the floodgates for a lot of bullshit to come in. Now, you know, back in the day, now let's even go early 90s, all right, let's go early to mid-90s. In New York, we had such hard criticism for everything that was done in the music industry. You need not even dare come with bullshit, though, because you know you're going to be laughed out of Rucker Park, or you're going to be
That's
laughed
true.
Out of whatever. And then when the South came around and you were able to any, meeny, miny, mo, catch a tiger by a toe, holla, let her go, you know what I'm saying? That shit was actually acceptable.
Yeah, but you got to think, though. You got to think. Before the South came into play with Cash Money and Lil Wayne and all them, you had Timbaland and Missy that was doing that. You dig me?
Timbaland
and Missy Elliott and Magoo and all of these cats, they was in it at the beginning. Remember when Jodeci and all them was coming out? When all the Jodeci and all them was out, they was out there rapping, but they was doing the same thing, giving you softer, more fun-loving music. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's all the South did, was basically took the fun element, the element that Sugar Hill Gang and all them had, and turned around and pushed it further.
That's a good point there.
Electric slide, dance music, it's still all a part of our culture. The only thing is the South grabbed onto that one element and blew that one element up. But then you got to also remember that each coast did that. The West Coast grabbed onto the gangster element. The East Coast, we grabbed onto the lyricism and the real element. The Down South grabbed onto the party element.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? It's just a different element of hip-hop in that sense, to me personally. I mean, I can't speak for nobody else. But that's kind of how that's kind of how I view it. Like, each coast basically grabbed a piece of this whole that we call hip-hop. And that coast shined with that piece during its era. With the East Coast, it was the real raps, it was the emotional raps, it was the stuff where you in a struggle, you could feel what they were saying. DMX on my slipping and falling, Method Man, you know what I mean? They had that, like, that realness, that lyricism and that real element of feeling what a cat was going through, the pain, the hurt, you feel what I'm saying? The vulnerability. Then the West Coast, they came out and they was all about gangster, bang, bang, gang banging, you know, hood life, thug life, tatted up, nigga, we hard. East Coast started adapting that. The Down South started adapting that during that era. And then the Down South comes out with the lean with it, rock with it. Let's party. Let's have fun. Get up in the club and two-step. You know what I mean? Then we grab onto that element. I just feel like hip-hop has taken its wounded shots, but I don't feel like it's dead. I really feel like the internet itself is opening the door to real hip-hop again. Because even though it's being oversaturated because of the internet, it's being oversaturated. Like, if you look at it, you can actually get out there and find shit now that's real hip-hop that the radio won't play, which has been the thing that I feel has held hip-hop back for a long time, is the radio, because the industry, if anything, is the ones that limit what you can listen to. They the ones that keep you from hearing real shit. They the ones that feed you the bullshit. They the ones that give you, you know what I mean, all of this bubblegum music to make the kids eat all of that stuff up, but don't want to let you hear somebody like Common or Mos Def, Black Star, Lauryn Hill, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
They keep you from hearing it. So if anything, blame it on the industry, man. I don't blame it on a region. I don't blame it on an artist. I don't blame it on a person. I don't blame it on a source. I don't blame it on a mechanism. I blame it on the industry.
Okay.
Blackballing
right.
niggas and all of that.
There we go.
That's in a way, that's a good point.
Are we hitting them tonight?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we
man,
are.
Man, I've been psyched about this
him.
One. Since...
yeah, and I definitely agree with him, just for the simple fact that, yeah, you want to definitely blame it on the industry as well. They are definitely one to blame, because we look at this. When hip-hop first started really coming out, okay, and let's even take it back to the NWA days, and I want everybody to think about this with an open mind, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hip-hop is... single-handedly, nobody can disagree with this, the most influential and important music in the world.
Yes.
Period. All right? It influences so many cultures, and you go overseas to Africa, you even go to Europe, you go to Australia, you're going to see people with baggy clothes kind of sagging their pants a little bit just to represent what hip-hop has come from, okay? Now,
mm-hmm.
you take that, and this is a thing that, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Industry and white people fear is for the simple fact that anything or any person, any genre of music, once it gets older, okay, you go from the bang, bang, shoot 'em up to let's sit down and let's talk about things and let's think through. Let's think through. And
mm-hmm.
this is, and hip-hop is what even Nelly calls a young man's game and an old man's survival, for the simple fact that when you get older, you – or anybody in the industry, the white people up in the corporate office, they don't want us to get a hold of that music. They don't want that on the radio being played 45 times a day, talking about sit down and let's think about some things and let's actually better our community.
Exactly.
Because if you look at a lot of people who's been in the game for more than 5 or 6 years, of course, their music has elevated and they start talking about other things other than the clothes, the money, the girls, and the club.
Well,
I definitely agree with that. I definitely agree with that. Because if they let hip-hop actually elevate and evolve like it was, we'll be dangerous. Not only would be a dangerous community, we will be – you can actually use that as a weapon.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, but we definitely got to go to the next caller now, because we got to let everybody else speak their mind.
Right.
You know what I mean? We have
absolutely.
Time later. We're going to bring Fault back and everything.
All right.
Right now we got to get into the next. Matter of fact, we're going to actually play some music, because that's what we're supposed to do.
Hey, you know what? You know what I want to hear? I'm actually going to make a request real quick. Question, I usually don't do this. Can I get that He Got Blown Away by my man Sagan?
Oh, so we're going for the controversy here.
Yeah, we're going for controversy, though, because this is the music that will never get played on the radio. And this is exactly why, though, because it spreads too much of a message for black people to stop the bullshit that's going on.
Yeah, Lyrical's going to get a shot. I thought it was going to be me, but it's probably going to be Lyrical. Lyrical's going to get us fucking shot.
That's all right. Die for something.
This nigga going to get a shot.
He got blown away. So, without any... Can you find that?
Yep, I found it.
All right.
All I got to say to all the ladies that love me, I'm sorry, and it was Lyrical's fault. If I die, it was Lyrical's fault.
Yeah,
all right.
Coming up next, man. Coming up next after the Saigon, he got blown away. We definitely gonna hop into, some more callers and see exactly what's going on. So, 305 down at MIA. Don't go nowhere. We got you next, man. Let's go.
Free all political prisoners. Even though a lot of y'all are lucky to be prisoners, because you know what happens to most people to step up.
They get blown away.
Damn right. Okay. Martin Luther King had more than a dream. He was out for social change and that sort of a thing. Try to lead us to freedom, but before it would rain,
he got blown away.
He seen a problem and thought that he had the answer probably. And that's the reason that Huey started the Panther Party. Wasn't for Hoover, he'd be alive today.
But he got blown away.
That man Clarence Smith was like a father to many. Was for the love, cause the brother wasn't offered a penny. He said the black man was God and it costed him plenty. Was it the time when wasn't no police officers friendly? He birthed the 5% nation, called him the true and living. And just for that, they whooped him and threw him in prison. Wasn't for them that he'd be with us today.
He got blown away.
Marvin Gaye wrote a song called What's Going On. The label said no, but he convinced them to go along. He spoke of Vietnam and the shit that was going wrong. Trying to convince people that they need to keep holding on. He sang Mercy, Mercy Me, it felt like he was crying. He wanted to save the hood, they understood why he was trying. He took a stand and said what he had to say.
He got blown away.
Tupac Shakur was more than a rapper, more than an actor. It was more than the wars he was after. He tried to teach young black people a better way.
He got blown away.
Give it to him. Abraham Lincoln was honest. He was a racist, but he did what he said when he promised. He freed slaves, of course he was gonna pay.
He got blown away.
John F. Kennedy fought for the people. A white president that wanted to see all of us equal. At least that's what he said when running for office to beat through. But then he won and he started doing more for the people. Assassin hit him with a bullet, tore his cerebral. I know a lot of y'all are thinking we want to believe you. Black people pray for JFK.
Bang. He got blown away.
Same way. God, I can't forget Peter Todd. And Bob Marley was Jigger than Tasha B. Nah. Peter was Bob, right hand man, one hand bar. The other, these brothers wanted more than the duty laws. Kill him on the guitar, the better up on the mic. Y'all remember that revolutionary shit he was right. Like, get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
Bang. He got blown away.
You damn right. Martin Luther King had more than a dream. He was out for social change and that sort of a thing. Try to lead us to freedom, but before it was rain,
he got blown away.
He got blown away.
Tupac Shakur was more than a rapper, more than an actor. It was more than awards he was after. Try to teach young black people a better way.
He got blown away.
Then there was Saigon, I brought you the greatest story. I know they watching me and I know that they waiting for me. I just pray that y'all heed what I had to say.
Well, I get blown away.
And we're back. Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not afraid to get blown away. If I die, we're definitely going to die for something that we believe in, and this is the game of hip-hop. We need more leaders like that. We need more people to step up. You see what I'm saying? Other than that, we're just going to keep falling victim, and we're going to keep going through the same cycle, and hip-hop will never evolve. Hip-hop will never evolve. So, it's all right, though. It's definitely all right, though. If you're going to go out, you're going to go out. Of course, man. Of course.
Bullets hurt.
Bullets hurt, right. I'd rather stand for something instead of live for nothing, though. You got to understand where I'm coming from. So, yo, let's go into the next caller, man. I smell palm trees, and I smell good sticky, icky, icky. You know what I'm saying? This must be the 305 MIAO calling in.
MIAO.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, let's bring in the next caller from the 305 MIAO.
Yep. This woman needs a proper introduction. You know what I mean? She needs a proper introduction.
Yo, go ahead. Do your thing, man.
Not only is she from the 305, you know what I mean? She is also one of the hosts on Next to Blow.
Is that right?
She is the phenomenal. She is the lovely. She is Magasia.
Y'all know you feel so special. How you guys doing tonight? I'm gonna tell you, I just wanna say it's my first time tuning in. I know I'm bad, I feel bad about it and whatnot, but I gotta flip mode. It's my first time tuning in.
You hurt me.
I'm so sorry.
You know what?
So
Hang up on her. Don't play that
I'm so sorry.
That's all right, though. We forgive you, baby. It's all right. So, yo.
How you guys doing?
Yo, I can't even complain, man. I can't even complain right now. I feel like I'm doing the right thing with my life at this very moment of time. You got to feel me. So, right now, what we talking about right now is the hot topic of the night, which is who killed hip-hop or what killed hip-hop? What is responsible? Who is responsible for the death of the almighty hip-hop?
I'd have to say, like, you know, Soulja Boy, Lil B. Soulja Boy, just, like, I don't know what he's saying sometimes in his stuff. Like, his shit don't make no sense when he puts on the record, so I don't know. But I'd have to say Soulja Boy, Lil B.
Gotta say Soulja Boy. All right. Now,
those
deep,
two are,
I mean,
ass and dumpster juice.
Yeah, now,
those
now
two
definitely
are,
let me know. Was it, you know, well, let me know, what was it? Was it Soulja Boy just being himself? I mean, what was it? Was it a song that killed it? What was his, the way that he went about it? What actually killed? What actually motivated him to kill it?
I think his whole, like, style, I think he was, like, rapping about stuff that he wasn't really, like, really about. Like, he was trying too hard. But he wasn't himself. Like, he made it seem like he was like a some type of thug in a way, but really he's really like a preppy boy. I don't know. Like, he looked weird to me. Yeah, I think he looked weird to me. I never really liked the Soulja Boy.
All right. Now, because it's hard to, and I'll go ahead and I'll take it a step further. Now, what I think a lot of people are getting at, they blame Soulja Boy for the downfall of hip hop. All right. And I had to come to my senses after a while, because even Snoop said, man, this shit is garbage, and I can't fuck with it, though, and he trashed. But Snoop was big enough to come back a few months later, and he personally called Soulja Boy and apologized to him, and that was a big thing. That was a big step. And Snoop had went on to say, I can't hate on that little dude for doing what he, you know, for what he needed to do. He made a dance record, that's fine. No, you got to do that. But nobody actually looked down 10 to 15 years ago when Chris Cross came out with Jump, wearing the clothes backwards. It was a, you know what I'm saying? It was a statement. It was dance music.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
So I had to look at it from a different perspective and say, you know, I don't think you can really blame hip hop. I don't think you can really blame, Soulja Boy. You can't really blame one person for the demise of hip hop. So I understand where he was coming from, and it just shed some different light.
Okay. I see you on that.
Mm-hmm.
And the second topic of the night,
Do not mess with me when I'm hungry. Like,
what?
I don't know what it is. Like, when I'm hungry, like, don't talk to me. Don't ask me no questions. Don't text me. Don't call me, because if I don't eat, I'm a snap. And I love to eat.
There you have it.
I think I just learned about it too, man. All right, I think. All right, so I think I just thought about it, man.
I think everybody's like that. I think everybody's like that. When they're hungry and stuff, they don't want to be bothered. Like, especially when they're at work and whatnot, and it's almost lunchtime, and they boss getting on their nerves, like, anybody will snap when they're hungry. I mean, that's how I feel.
I think I damn near killed somebody at school one day because they was bothering me at lunch. That was back in the days when you had this hard-ass plastic trays and shit. Yeah. Damn that beat that nigga. Damn that beat that nigga death.
All right. So, yo, Magasi, yo, we definitely appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? You want to give a shout-out and let people know when your show is.
Almost definitely. Shout out to everybody tuning tonight. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you guys for doing what y'all do. You can catch me every Tuesday on the Miss Queen T and Magasi show from 8 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. You can catch me on Wednesdays with the Next to Blow or Hell No segment with me and the crew. And then also you can follow me on Twitter at she_is_Magasia, MAGASSIA. Are you guys following me on Twitter? No.
Yeah, you know I am.
I'm following you on Twitter.
I even get the little crazy emails all about you marketing.
Okay, cool. Make it sure.
Yeah, so I'm locked in to you.
Hold on. I just looked. See, Magasi is trying to hurt my feelings. She's really trying to hurt my feelings.
Why? Because
you're going to call me out talking about I'm not following you, and you're not even following you, and you're not even following me.
No, wait, hold on. I'm going to tell you, Twitter, I think Twitter hates me, because Twitter likes to unfollow people from my list, and I don't know why. I followed you the first time me and you started, like, talking with Miss Queen C and whatnot. I've been following you, so if I'm not following you right now, I'm so sorry. Just tweet me, I'm going to follow you ASAP, because Twitter, you're on some fuck shit.
I want to say that's an excuse though, but that's fine. I'll go with it.
Seriously, I'm serious. But send me a tweet. I'm gonna call you right now.
All right, yo, there you go. So let's get that stuff.
I'm tweeting you right now. At she is Magasia is hurting my feelings.
Dang.
Wow, I'm gonna tweet you. I'm gonna get so better. I promise.
Okay. But you know y'all know y'all had me feeling so special yesterday on the show.
I'm gonna tell you, your little friend was hating. I mean, I feel like guys deserve compliments. You know what I'm saying? And ain't no shame in my game. I mean, I had to tell you, you sounded sexy yesterday. There's no pressure. Like, hey, it is what it is. I mean, I always speak my mind. So yesterday, I feel like you sounded sexy. I had to let me know that you sounded sexy, and that's what it is.
Thank you so much. I mean, I wasn't expecting that. Like, you had me in a loss for words. I was like,
you're blushing. Both of you guys are all sexy.
Yeah, I had me blushing and all that. But, yeah, that's what it is. Everybody, check their shows out. Check out Next to Blow or Hell No every Wednesday here on Next to Blow Radio. And check out the Miss Queen T and Magasi show every Tuesday. You know what I mean? Next to Blow. Next to Blow.
It goes down. You know what I'm saying? It definitely goes down. So, yo, big shout out to everybody else in the whole wide world. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, I'm not getting ready to get off of this topic, though. So I hate to break up the monotony of y'all conversation. And, yo, Magasi, thank you for saying I sound sexy and shit. You know what I'm saying? I definitely appreciate that. That does not go
unnoticed. Hold on. We got to bring Magasi back in so she can comment on that.
I don't want her to comment on it. She called me sexy, and that's all that needs to be said. So, you know, I like Magasi, and I appreciate it. I'm sexy, and I know it. I'm sexy, and I know it. You see what I'm saying? But, yo, what we about to do right now, we about to dive into this 513 caller who's been holding for a little bit, and I need to know. I definitely need to know what's on their mind and who
is responsible or what is responsible for killing hip hop? 513-225-WTF. Are you? See, I don't do this shit, man. I don't do this shit. I don't do this shit at all. 513-225. What the fuck is the deal? Nope.
Caller?
He must have killed it. He must have killed hip hop. He must have killed hip hop too.
Yay.
So you know what I'm saying? What we gonna do, man? What we gonna do is we gonna
Wait.
Huh?
I wanna can we do some?
Go ahead. I'm feeling spontaneous. Do what you need to do.
World premiere. World fucking premiere.
World premiere?
World fucking premiere. You want to know why I'm saying world premiere?
What are you saying world premiere about?
Because, let me tell you why. Me and Reed, like, okay, hold on. I gotta bring somebody in. I got to bring in the beautiful, lovely Reese to talk to us and everything. Reese, you on the line?
Okay.
Okay. Now.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful,
yes,
by the way.
Like, she just gave me chills, like, ooh. Anyway, I gotta get on the smooth shit right now because this is so smooth and everything, you know what I mean? So, me, I did a show on Thursday and everything, last Thursday. Reese hit a brother up. She's like, Crush. I said, yes. She's like, I got a track. I said, oh, really? She's like, yes. So I was like, would you want me to jump on it? She's like, I feel that you would be a great addition to it. I was like, send it through. Now, when I got this track, I love this track. So I had no other choice but to lay down. You know what I mean? So tonight, we are debuting the new Reese featuring Crush the Catalyst. One More Chance.
All right,
right here,
let's check it out.
On the show. Next
up,
love. Lyrical. We are debuting the last two weeks we have debuted tracks.
Let's make it happen. Who is doing it like us? Nobody does it like us. So let's.
I feel since it's your track and everything, it's only proper that you introduce this.
Okay, everybody, here's the world premiere of One More Chance with me featuring Crush the Catalyst.
You're rocking with the show.
Just make it clap.
One more chance.
hard to do when initially it was you that left my mind true. Every time I close my eyes, I see you walking out. Now you wanna turn back time on a reverse route. You threw everything away. We built together. Yeah, we had problems, but it's supposed to be us forever. Reminiscing about the love we made, photo shoots in the park, every song we wrote, all the little talks like laying in bed, conversing about nothing, saying that in the middle of things I'll be bluffing. So the thought that you'll never play me again, I wouldn't believe. But us back together, I just can't see.
Yo, oh my God. All right, so, yo, big ups to that song, man. Yo, Reese and Crush, they did their thing. What the fuck, okay? Check this out. We definitely going to keep that song in rotation. I am sitting here listening to the song and going through some shit, and I just heard John got out this morning, but he's actually getting ready to start a 28-month sentence for tax evasion.
Damn.
You said my nigga cannot catch a break for shit. Yo, he no. just got
oh, wait. I knew he was going to hit him with that tax evasion shit. I knew it.
Oh, shit.
I thought that was too, but I thought he was going to get some air first.
No. Hell no. My nigga cannot catch a break for
shit. Oh, my God, the police are jacking. Oh, my God, the Chris is
oh, my God. Oh, fucking disrespectful. Can you do that?
I was waiting for Ja Rule to come in and take over the hip-hop singing game.
Yo, can he fucking do that? Oh, I'm saying,
yeah,
hey, listen.
Yeah, they can do that.
Let's do it.
All right,
yo, listen.
Same plan.
Yo, listen real quick, man. Listen real quick. This is what we have, man. We got, all right. So, I need yet another caller. You know what I'm saying? I need yet another caller. We just had one that just freshly came in. I just seen that shit. It's a 614-774 number.
614-774. Got it.
All right, yo, let me see what's really going on right here. Number look kind of familiar and shit. Yo, caller, who is this? State your name.
Kirby.
Oh, shit, yo, it's the, yo, Crush, you probably don't remember, yo, it's the man who dropped the knowledge and shit, though, when we did the Illuminati show, man, Kurt B.
I remember.
Yes, absolutely, you know what I'm saying? Absolutely. Yo, what's going on, Kurt?
What's up, man? How everybody feeling, man? Word up. Yep. Everybody good?
Yeah, everybody's good, man. We done had people who done called in. Kurt, yo, it's a hot topic, man. I'm glad that you called in, though, because, you know what I'm saying, I always seek knowledge from you and just look forward to what you're going to say.
For sure.
Man, yo, the hot topic tonight is hip-hop. We need to know who killed it. You know what I'm saying? Who killed it? We had callers calling from all over. We done had Miami call. We done had Delaware call. Yo, we done had some people in the southern regions call, Cincinnati call. Yo, we done heard everything from the southern regions that killed hip-hop, Master P, Young Money, the Internet, the industry, even Soulja Boy was even being blamed at one point in time for killing hip-hop. What's your take on it?
Well, man, honestly, man, my take on it is this. Hip-hop is never dead, man. Hip-hop is fully alive and breathing, man. It's just that, you know, is under the sheets, man. They call it underground music for the most part, and it's only that because it wasn't even called underground at one point. All the hip hop was underground, but it was more of an art form. It was more people expressing. It was a voice for the urban people. You know what I'm saying? And it's still that, but now it's being controlled by corporations. So it appears to be dead, because if you're only paying attention to the surface of the music, then it's going to appear that the original form, the original recipe to the shit is dead. But it's not, man. It's a lot of cats keeping it alive. You just can't. They're hard to find. If you're only going to tune into the radio, you'll be tunnel vision eventually to only think that this is all hip hop has to offer, these cats you hear on the radio every day. You know, and I can't point the finger at just one particular hip hop cat or rapper or rap group. I can only point at our people as a collective, man, for allowing the money to manipulate the art form. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Now, everybody gets involved and gets in the bling bling. You know, these A&Rs make these cats sign these contracts telling them, okay, you know what I'm saying? You can only rap about this shit right here, man, or you're not going to get paid. And, oh, well, I'm about that money. You know what I'm saying? So I got to
right.
This. I don't care what nobody else says, even though my voice is going to be heard by millions, and I'm going to affect the kids with my words. You know, I'm going to glorify this dope game. I'm going to glorify and you know, flash all these jewelries in this car and tell them how I got it through this dope, you know, it's through this dope game. I'm not rapping about I went to college and shit. I'm not rapping about I went to and picked up a trade and learned how to work hard and make this bread I got. No, I'm trapping. And that's the voice, you know, the message is going to the kids. So by us allowing that kind of shit to happen over years, man, you know, we have as a collective. If we don't shut it down, be like, if these rappers be like, well, I'm not rapping. I'm not signing the contract, man. I'm going to just do this independently then, man. If y'all not going to let me express myself to make it, you know, it's an art form. But it's not. They took the art out with that money, man, and let it control the shit. So it's not there. It's a lot of cats still real keeping the hip-hop shit alive, including myself. As long as I'm breathing, hip-hop going to be alive, for one. You know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of cats out here. It's real hip hop. As long as you alive, all right, you know how you get down, man. You know what I'm saying?
Christ.
So hip hop ain't as long as you breathing, bro. You know?
Crush. Do we? Yo, we got this shit recorded, because what he just said was gold, nigga.
That's real.
What he just said was gold, nigga. Yo, ain't nobody scratching surface like that. Like that is real.
Everything is recorded. We got it on tape.
I love it, man. We're going to take that shit right there, and I might have to put that on my album right there. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that was knowledge drop right there, man.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Yes, sir. Yo, I appreciate that, man. Yo, I appreciate that, man. We definitely got to have you back on the air to drop some more knowledge in the future, man. I feel that coming real, real, real soon, man.
Anytime, man. Anytime y'all ready, man. You know how to get at me.
Yeah,
messages. Let me know when it's going down like you did. I peeped the text message. Say I got to get on this topic.
Yo, I appreciate that. Yo, so definitely let us know, you know what I'm saying, I guess where we can reach you if you got the Twitter, if you got the Facebook, pop off.
For sure. I got the Ngozi Barber Beauty and Beyond Facebook page, Ngozi, Barber Beauty and Beyond. Check us out.
All right, try that one more time.
Ngozi. It's Ngozi. Ngozi. Barber Beauty. Check us out.
Yo, and tell them what that stands for.
That means blessings. It's a Ibu dialect. That's a tribe in Nigeria. You know, just keeping it to the roots on that one. You know, it's powerful words, you know, speak things into existence with words and names, man. It's been nothing but blessings coming my way since I opened the shop and named it that too, man.
All right, so yo, that to me right there, that's hip hop, man. That's hip hop right there, just tracing it back down to the roots. You know what I'm saying? So big ups to Kurt B, the whole Ngozi family. You know what I'm saying? Keeping African Americans together and keep the motherfuckers looking good too. You know what I'm saying? Yo, go see them.
Sir.
Man. All right, you're good looking, man.
Y'all, peace.
All right, peace. Yo, that's what I'm talking about right there, Crush. What you, man, listen, that shit just got me hyped real quick.
Larry.
Yeah.
Can you darn something on me?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
How every time Kirk call in, that he drops so much knowledge, it just shuts me smooth the fuck up.
Smooth.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I know. You're
like,
you're
I have no type of rebuttals when he calls in. Like, I have no type of rebuttals. It's just
it's like that, man.
I always feel I'm about to miss something, so I just be quiet. Like, I'm like.
Yo, you got to. You know what I'm saying? You got to. You turn into the pupil all over again, and you become humbled. You're saying you become humbled for somebody who's actually dropping knowledge that you want to hear.
It be like that.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up, man. Yo, that 513 caller that we had earlier who dropped, I actually got a tweet from him or a message from him that he was actually ready. So I need to see that. So let's go back into this 513 caller and
all
see
right.
what's actually going on.
All right. 513-225, you're live on Next to Blow Radio. You're rocking with the show.
We don't do that twice. I got a message saying that the nigga was ready.
513-225.
Caller, you there? All right, well, fuck it. I guess he dropped it again. He might have Verizon or something. You know what I'm saying? A bad connection. A bad company.
That was embarrassing.
Yeah, it was. Well, fuck it, yo. The show must actually go on, so let's spend one more.
Let's listen to some music while we pick our faces up off the floor. Yo, look.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now, we be playing music, right?
Right, yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah, we play music. The other host, they play their... Everybody's an artist on Next to Blow and everything. And they play their own music. Like, Magasia plays her music. Little One plays her music. Kid Red plays her music and everything. Like, but I play my music for lyrics.
Yeah.
Why we never play your music?
Well, damn, let's change that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not a sell. You know what?
You feel me? You feel what I'm saying here?
Yeah. Nah, all right. So this is what we do. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do that. Just because me, I feel like I'm a team player, and I don't really like to put the glow on me or like that. I like to see exactly what's out there. This is the reason I took the job. I feel like I'm playing like an A&R.
Damn, that free putting shit out there.
All right, that's fine. You know what? Let's sit back and let's play this. I want to rep for Ohio real quick, all right? I want to rep for Ohio real quick. So there should be a song on the switchboard called We Known For That by me. And we're going to go ahead and just put it down
that. You know what? When I already looked your stuff up and I had this all planned out in my head, and why did that song exactly just jump out to me out of the list that you have? Why did that track just jump out to me? Tell you the truth, I was already planning on playing that one. So, that's how you know we're good co-hosts and everything.
Yeah,
we good hosts because we can read each other.
This is why I fucks with you. You know what I'm saying? Why I fucks with you, my man.
We here with it.
So let me check this out. Because I've been practicing and doing voiceovers, right? So we're going to go ahead and get into this next track. And I'm going to personally introduce this motherfucker by myself. Watch this. You ready? Ladies and gentlemen, this Thursday, witness music like you've never heard it before. Only from a motherfucker who can bring it like no other. It's Mr. Lyrical Incisions representing Columbus, Ohio. And right now, we're getting ready to play this song called We're Known For That in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Drop your draws.
Ohio. your side. I go by Incision, you can call me L.I. I'm in the mind. Haterism one day at a time. I float like a butterfly, like ashes in his prime. I'm too hot to handle, but too cold to hold. I can't be dismantled, I'm too hard to fold. Bottom line, I'm unpredictable, undeniable, unbreakable. Hometown is the old. We team might be 17 seconds and counting. From colliding with the hook, that's gonna keep y'all bouncing. We got wood on the dance,
we got
wood on the wheel.
We
the wood roll backwards, now all my smoke is yield.
So feel, man.
We go hard in the paint. We turn the lights off and pray it don't sink. Bottom line, we get those stacks with no salary cap. And we don't cut no slack, and we know
Ohio,
it.
Ohio.
Break bread with certain hoes. Debating that they issued a state of 75. I take 70 east to the bus that's on my right. I show you right. Come stay tonight. C-O-L-U-M-B-U-S where we keeping it tight. But got for life. We still survive. It's scarlet and gray and don't forget the white. I just begun. I'm 71. And in a couple hours, man, I'll be hitting 8 crawl. We gone to the next destination at last. Cleveland, Ohio, ho 216. You should know the map. Those Browns and those Indians and those Cavaliers. Ain't no need to fear because we be right
Ohio,
here. So,
Ohio.
The O and no, it don't stop.
No, it don't stop. No, it don't stop.
Standing at a pressure, open wounds, my people won't lie.
My people won't lie. My people won't lie.
The irony fighting society, what joy it brings to me.
Joy that it brings, joy that it brings.
I'm a true Ohio winner, we will always spread our wings.
The O, the H, the I, the
Ohio.
So y'all motherfuckers can never say I ain't doing nothing for y'all.
No. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. See?
Can't never say I ain't never did nothing for y'all.
Be quiet. Because I got to make a statement right now. Don't say a word.
Go ahead.
I'm going to kill Lyrical Incisions. The reason why is he's too fucking humble for this. You are too fucking humble. You mean to tell me you had that banger in the system for how God knows how long and you never played it?
Sorry. I'm sorry.
You know what, Lyrical?
You know what? Just listen.
You know what?
If I wrote a note to Ohio.
You know what? You are so lucky that I want to get to this next caller.
Damn, you're actually pretty mad, though, aren't you? You mad for real.
You are so lucky. So lucky.
This motherfucker mad for real.
Anyway.
Yo, you can't never just do this. Bottom line. Oh, yeah, I want to put put an alert out there real quick. For everybody who cares, which is everybody, Miami Heat just put an ass whooping on the Chicago Bulls. Pretty much done and over with. I just want to let everybody know that we are going to be repeat champions. I'm going to keep repeating that until we are champions again, which will just be in a couple of months. Go ahead. Continue on with your show.
Anyway, this caller, shout outs to her because she rocks out. She's also on Wednesdays on Next to Blow or Hell No. She's sweet. She's beautiful. She's lovely. She's very outspoken. She is very outspoken. She will tell somebody to fuck off so quickly and so viciously.
For shit, bring her on then.
in case you didn't know yet, I'ma just let her introduce herself and everything, because only she can do it so much justice.
You need to stop. You need to just stop it. What's up, Chris?
What's going on? What's going on?
I'm through. Y'all need to stop. You got me over here blushing. My dimples is deep in. Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Miss Chaka.
Oh, you team. Oh, let me find out you team dimple, too.
Team dimples, oh, for sure.
All right, all right.
Oh, for sure.
But
oh, for sure.
In case they missed it, let them know, Ginny, one more time. One more time.
This is your girl, the one and only Miss Chocolate, representing for the Wednesday nights next to Blow a Hell No. Y'all make sure to check us out.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate you calling in. You know what I'm saying? How you feeling tonight,
chocolate.
Lady?
I'm feeling good.
Chocolate.
I'm going through my mounds of clothes. Wow. I'm going to wear tonight. And shout out to that song. See, a lot of people don't know this about me. I was born in Dayton, Ohio. So that song was dope. Mad love to the artist. I like it. I love it. Keep playing it. Please.
Yo, I appreciate that. You know, that was me. Just, I mean, I don't want to be. I didn't want to put it out there like that. But yeah, that was me.
All right now. That's what I'm talking about. Fucks with it. I fucks with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yo, big ups to Dayton, Ohio, Columbus, Cleveland, Youngstown, Akron, everybody in there. Yo, and I also want to advise everybody, too. Yo, just be careful out there, man. We got a snowstorm that's actually getting ready to move towards the Midwest and go over to the East Coast. It's supposed to be dumping a lot of shit. A lot of shit, though. So do whatever you need to do. Drive slow. Both headlights on. You know what I mean? Move with caution. Make sure you get to your destination safe.
I love that.
Where are we talking on the East Coast?
Say that again?
Where are we talking on the East Coast?
You know what? Truthfully, after Pass, Ohio, I didn't care anymore. So
you
might have to hit that weather.com.
East Coast gives mad love from chocolate because my, you know what I'm saying, my second home of, you know what I'm saying, my family, where I laid my head for many, many years, is Pittsburgh. So shout out to the East Coast. TA makes me want to stand up.
Hey, you know what? I almost hung up on you.
Why? Why?
See, chocolate going to cut
you
out.
Learn about chocolate,
you're not,
if she's going to represent that East Coast to the day that she dies, and I mean hard. If you don't know, it's black and yellow all day. You better check the profile, baby.
Okay, listen, this is a respectable radio show, Miss Chocolate, so I'm just going to let you know now that you cannot call my show and use the P word, okay? That we don't do. We be respectful of people who are calling around here, so, you know what I mean? You can use the word pussy or punani and stuff, but you cannot say the word Pittsburgh, okay? That we don't use around here.
You know what? That's a problem. That's a big problem.
That we don't use, and the colors black and yellow.
What's your problem? What's your problem with Pittsburgh? What's that about?
Well, I'm a Cincinnatian. That's why.
Oh, that's what that is. Oh,
yeah, that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened there.
You know what? I understand. I'm a Buckeye by birth. You know.
There you go. So you're like a confused. You're like a confused ass gangbanger, then, right? Because you're like,
I'm
yeah,
not a confused.
She's tripping like a motherfucker.
Hell yeah, she is. Like, she got on a red turtleneck with some blue shoestrings and shit. Like, she going hard in the van. I don't know what's really going on. Like, I'm born in Dayton. I like to kick it in Pittsburgh, and then I'm a Buckeye at the same time, black and yellow all day. Like, I really don't know. She's double dutching on me right now.
Hey, I'm sorry. It is what it is. A lot of people for many years haven't figured out why I am the way I am, but you know what? I love it.
Okay.
Hey.
All right.
Hey, I love it.
Yo, I can't help. But, yo, Chocolate, like, I really, really got to know, since Crush had introduced you, gave you that big old drum roll introduction, I definitely need to know, since you're so outspoken, I've been dying to know. Right now, the hot subject of tonight is who
too hot
or what killed hip-hop. Well, I definitely need to know from your mouth.
Hold on, wait. I got to fasten my seatbelt. All right, I'm ready.
All right, I definitely need to know.
Who or what
killed hip-hop? Yes.
Let's see. Who or what killed hip-hop? Okay, hold on. Let me give y'all a little moment to think about this. See, I heard it earlier and had an answer, but I don't know if I want to roll with that answer. because he a clown. I don't know who the hell gave him a record deal. But I don't want to say he killed hip-hop. I just want to say he's just hurting hip-hop now. Like, ugh, if y'all consider that hip-hop, somebody needs to shoot him dead. Chief Keef, baby, sit your ass down. I'm sorry. Ooh. I don't know how many people feel, but I don't rock with that little boy. That child needs some guidance.
Bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang.
Yep, he needs some guidance. So I can't say he killed hip-hop, but I can say somebody who squeezed him in, they need their ass whooped because they killing hip-hop for doing that.
Yo, and I actually feel you on that one, too. You know what? I'm relating to a whole lot of these answers, and I definitely agree with that. You know what? From now on, I'm not even really mad at the artist. I can't really be mad at the artist. If you feel like you're good and that's the reason why you get into the rap game is because you feel that you are good, then you go ahead and you pursue that. Who I have now beef with and who I am mad at right now is not only these whack-ass rappers. I'm really mad at the whack-ass rapper's entourage, and I am mad at the engineer who actually tells them, you know what, that was a good take.
Say that to you, because the people around them, and they, it's not real. They need they ass whooped. They trying to get their ends, so they're going to push that motherfucker all the way to the end.
Exactly.
Because
I'm not mad.
Because if y'all listen, if all the listeners listen to Next to Blow or Hell No, you'll see it's a lot of people. Well, that just needs to stop. Okay, I'm going to be a jackass. Call me a jackass. Okay, I can live with that and everything. I'm going to get shot for the shit. I say yes. Okay, now, it's a lot of niggas that need to just quit. No, because what did Big say yesterday? What did Big say about say what I was going to do yesterday? Did he not make me say? Did he not say I had the audacity? I will think somebody commit suicide.
Yes, he did. He said you are that blunt that you make a nigga want to commit suicide. But that maybe that's what they need to feel. Shit. Maybe,
exactly.
Maybe they feel like I need to kill myself. Maybe I have to stop doing what I'm doing.
Because their friends ain't telling them what they need to be told, so damn it, I'm going to tell them. Because I can't deal with it. A lot of people should have known better.
I can't deal with it either. I can't even deal with it either, so, you know.
Chocolate, you know. A lot of people need to know better.
Yeah, they do need to know better.
Yeah, so I can't really be mad at, I can't even be mad at the rappers, you know what I'm saying? You actually supposed to think that you're good, though, but, yo, you...
The entourage is killing hip-hop.
The entourage is killing them, right. The entourage is not keeping it real.
They're not. They keep these motherfuckers down the path of
the stuff. If I was in Soulja Boy's entourage or, you know what I'm saying, half of these rappers that be coming out, I would probably have had my ass whooped a long time ago because I have been told when it comes to music and people asking me what I think from my opinion that I am a real-life asshole about it.
But
I'm
you know,
the nicest asshole.
If we have to, because if we're not assholes about what we want to hear on the radio, what we support, then that just means we'll let any motherfucking body that puts together a song through. Come on now.
And that's what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we're doing right now. We're just letting anybody on the radio right now. Anybody on the radio. So, yo, I definitely appreciate that, Chocolate. Like, that opens up. Yeah, that makes me feel like that I am not alone.
You are not alone.
Oh, yeah, sing too.
Hey.
Sing.
I don't sing, baby. I am not a singer, but, you know, I'll try to hit that note, please.
Hey, I was about to grab my lighter.
I am not an artist. In case y'all don't know, Ms. Tucker is a promoter. I'm sorry, I do not sing nor rap, but I can get a hot 18 or so when I get a little liquor, Kush blunt, or something in the system.
Oh, what she say? Damn, I love it. Yo, I love it, though. So, I definitely want to send shouts out to everybody who called in tonight. We definitely had a very, very good show and shed some light and had some knowledge dropped on us tonight as far as the people who had killed
hip-hop. Lyrical, I'm going to just let you know the switchboard, like, refreshed on me, like, right at – oh, never mind. I'm Gucci. Never mind. Retract that letter.
See, you just didn't want me to – see, you. This is what the fuck I be talking about, man. I was in the zone, too.
Nah, see, what happened was the switchboard wasn't bringing stuff up, so I thought it just, like, canceled me out, so I wouldn't be able to work it. So, okay, but never mind. Go ahead, do your thing.
Just the shit I be talking about. That was behind the scenes.
I apologize.
Type of things that, oh, my God. All right, yo, I was in my Jerry Springer moment, you know, at the end, where he'd be really dropping knowledge. I was, man, I was in there. All right.
Do your final thought, damn it.
All right, so, yo, it was a big thing tonight, though, to definitely hear what the world had to say as far as who killed hip-hop. I mean, we have a lot of different perspectives, but also we all come together
to
at the end of the
money.
Day.
I'm
you know,
still saying Young.
You still saying Young Money? Oh, I'm still saying I'm still basically saying that it was the South that changed the game. I won't say totally ruined the game, but, you know, after saying, you know, after thinking about that, it was the South that actually let a lot of the bullshit come in. However, if the industry and the CEOs that actually are looking for that dumbed down music and actually keep putting that into rotation on the radio waves. So, you know, it actually, there's no one person that or one genre or one region that you can actually blame for this. And that today, this show actually opened up my eyes to that. So I definitely, again, want to send a shout out to everybody who called in, everybody all over who tweeted us, who retweeted. We definitely appreciate. We love the love. And the Next to Blow the Next to Blow host that actually called in, you know, who are responsible for their shows throughout the week, actually still called in and show love. So just goes to say that we cannot make it if we don't help each other out.
Where's my heart?
You know what I'm saying? I appreciate Magafia for calling in for the first time ever. I'm going to definitely get on her ass about that. Definitely get on her ass about that.
Chocolate for calling in the first time ever.
Yeah.
Absolutely, and I definitely make sure, and I'm going to have her sign here and date here. Can you do that, that this won't be the last time that you call in?
It will definitely not be the last time I call in.
All right, she signed here and she date there. You know what I'm saying? So that's on the contract.
First of all, Chocolate, how was your experience?
Hold on,
how was your experience on the show?
I said y'all forgot to wait for me to melt the chocolate right on the top for the signature. You can't be moving too fast now.
Oh, my God.
I'm done now. Yeah.
All right.
Chocolate. She melting it.
So, yeah, there it goes. But, yo, big ups to everybody, man, all over. You know, we definitely appreciate the love, and we're going to keep giving love back. So hit us up, Twitter, Facebook, and make sure that you send all your original MP3s to next2blowli@yahoo.com so you can definitely get your stuff played, man. We will not be here if y'all guys stop submitting music, though. So, yo, let's keep that in rotation. Crush, you got anything you say before we out?
Oh, yes, I got something definitely to say and everything. But let's let Chocolate and Teresa say their final thoughts and everything before we let go and everything, and I'm going to say my shit, you know what I mean? So, Chocolate, start it off, you know what I mean?
So, big shout out to my crew, what I do, Real Lies Entertainment. If y'all don't know, check us out. That's R-E-A-L-E-Y-E-Z, Real Lies Miss Chocolate on Facebook, or check me out on Twitter, Miss Chocolate 86. Yeah, get at me. Wednesday nights, Next to Blow, Hell No. Send y'all music to Next to Blow and Hell No at gmail.com. Check us out. Send that music in. Let's go.
All right. And Reese, what you have to say?
I don't really have no final thoughts.
Oh, Lord.
No, I'm just playing.
Hurry up. Think one.
Hit me up on my fan page on Facebook, www.facebook.com/artistreese. Or you can find me on my Reverb Nation page, same thing, /artistreese. Or you can find me on Twitter at Reese_GRE. Yeah, that's where I'm at. I mean, I'm a lot of other places, too, but, yeah, that's where I'm at.
All right, that's what I like to hear. But, yo, I make sure that y'all definitely keep it cooking. Keep it cooking and holler back at us. Crush, any thoughts before we get up out of here?
Of course, y'all know it's the Cold War Chiller, Shadowy Gorilla, and everything. Crush the Catalyst, Mr. Everything, a.k.a. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. You know what I mean? I'm in the groove, Mr. Oh So Smooth. Got flow live on the show Next to Blow, Let Go. And my final thoughts for the day, and it's going to be my final thought of every day. You can't love nobody unless you love yourself. So everybody, think about that. And until next week, holla at your boys. It's Crested Catalyst Lyrical Incision. We here every week at 9 to 11 Eastern Standard Times, right here next to Blow Radio. The show.
Holla, ho. All right, holla, ho.
So we're going to get into this last track and everything. This Fuck 'Em All by Asphalt the Veteran. So until next week, holla.
I know you niggas, they leave me for fucking love.